With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Milwaukee is the destination for Vice President Kamala Harris, who is making her first visit to a battleground state after locking up enough support from Democratic delegates to win her party's nomination to challenge former President Donald Trump. The visit comes 2 days after President Biden dropped his reelection bid. University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry says not many sitting vice presidents have won their own White House bid.
Vice presidents have not fared well. But this is, an entirely different setting. And I'm not indicating that Kamala Harris, presuming she will be the nominee of her party, will not do well. But the historical pattern has not been good.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance used his first solo campaign appearances to take aim at President Biden and Vice President Harris. The venues in Ohio and Virginia were intended to play up Vance's populist appeal across small-town America. Also on SRNNews.com, Democrats as well as Republicans are demanding accountability in the aftermath of the assassination attempt on former President Trump.
Representative Ro Khanna became the second Democrat to call for the resignation of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle on Monday as she testified before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. He told Cheadle, quote, "If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, or a candidate, you need to resign." He stressed that the Secret Service should transcend politics so as to have the confidence of independents, Democrats, Republicans, progressives, and conservatives. Bob Agner reporting.
World shares are mixed, and Chinese shares saw their worst day in 6 months as investors showed scant enthusiasm for Beijing's latest policy moves. U.S. futures were little changed, and oil prices rose. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 35 points. This is SRN News. Unbelief in the U.S. seems to be leveling off.
The country has seen a surge in people identifying as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion over the past 20 years. But the growth of that cohort has slowed sharply over the past couple of years, suggesting that kind of sorting out of the American populace has been achieved. The nuns, as researchers call them, are about 22-23% of the U.S. population, which is the most ever, but their numbers seem to have stabilized. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
HIV-positive people who were convicted in Tennessee of prostitution under a decades-old aggravated assault prostitution law will no longer be required to appear on a sex offender list under a lawsuit settlement finalized last week. In 2023, LGBT and civil rights advocates filed a federal suit challenging the volunteer state's aggravated prostitution statute. This is SRN News. There's a new UN report on HIV and AIDS.
A new UN report says that every minute someone in the world dies of AIDS-related causes. UNAIDS, the UN agency leading the effort to end the global AIDS pandemic, says nearly 40 million people were living with HIV last year, but more than 9 million people weren't getting any treatment. The report says that while advances are being made to end the AIDS pandemic, progress has slowed, funding is shrinking, and new infections are rising in the Middle East, North Africa, Eastern Europe, Central Asia, and Latin America. The report says in 2023, about 630,000 people died from AIDS-related illnesses. I'm Donna Warder.
UPS managed to boost its volume in the U.S. for the first time since 2022 during its second quarter, but profit and revenue fell short of Wall Street's expectations. More details at SRNNews.com.